Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, 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 everyone out there. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically and mentally fit. But you know this is Thursdays, and Thursday is Transformation Thursday, where we give up our struggles. I have authors on so they can tell you their stories to inspire and motivate you to have a more abundant, positive lifestyle. Tonight, we have Gwendolyn Melinda Michelle Evans, or otherwise known as GMME, and I'll tell a little bit more about that. But she said, if the shoe fits, own it. Like most women, she loves her shoes. But she's not talking about her shoes. She's talking about purpose. All of us have a gift. All of us have something, a purpose. Put away that fear. Own your purpose, own your gift, she said. If it's your gift, own it. If it's your purpose, own it. I wonder what she means by owner. We're going to find out what she means by owner. And believe me, you can tell this young lady owns it. Multimedia company and an author and accounting background, right after this brief message.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, tonight we have Gwendolyn Melinda Michelle Evans, GMME, was born in Jacksonville, Florida. Gwendolyn is my sister's name, and my parents were born in Jacksonville, so she is close to home here. She was raised in Sanford, Florida, and was introduced to reading at a young age. She is a graduate of Florida AMU University with a Bachelor's of Science in Accounting. She went on to pursue her MBA with a concentration in finance and accounting at American Intercontinental University. She worked for various financial institutions for 9 years, only to step out in 2012 to write full-time. She is the owner and founder of Global Multimedia Enterprise, GMME, I like that, a freelance writing, media, and publishing company. She currently resides in Tallahassee, Florida. She is the author of the Chronicles of Warfare saga and the Divine Love Story trilogy. Her work is available in paperback and ebook wherever books are sold online. Her work also can be found in anthologies, Truth Awaits You, On the Other Side, and The 21 Lives of Lizette Donovan. So let's welcome Melinda. Let me get.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. I like that. Gwendolyn Melinda Michelle Evans, or otherwise known as GMME. Whoa. Let's talk about
they
first that
Jimmy.
GMME. Babe,
well, it turned out to be my nickname. Everybody just calls me Gimme because they could never figure out which name to call me. So,
oh,
everybody just called me Gimme. I got when I was younger, I did get picked at a lot for having long names. So I just decided to, you know, embrace it, and that's why I gave my company the same initials. So,
I like that. I like that. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Melinda.
Well, I have been an author for the last 3 years, and I am from Sanford, Florida, by way of Jacksonville. I don't know. I'm goofy. I like to have fun. I love God. I love reading, and I love writing. It's been, a very entertaining journey once God told me that he wanted me to write something. So, I'm just doing me.
Gimme, well, as I want to say, Melinda, you have been doing it since 2012, and this is 2015, and you have written a lot of books. I mean, these titles are just fascinating. Surviving Sunday, Watchful Wednesday. I mean, it seems like you got a book for every day of the week. And then I like that one, Truth Awaits You. So let's get into first of how did you come up with these titles for your book?
Actually, that's a crazy story. The first book, I had no idea. I was sitting around with my friends at Sunday dinner, and they were clowning like we usually do, and I said, y'all are idiots. I'm going to write a book about y'all. And I called myself, I was going to fictionalize everybody's life in the room. And so one day I started playing around with it. And then, I began to write the story, but I never had an intention of doing anything with it. So at the beginning, the book was called Sunday Dinner. And once, I prayed about it, I'm like, okay, God, I feel like this is something I should be doing. And I went back and I added the angels and the demons into it. When one of my beta readers wrote it, they was like, this is a great book, but you can't call it Sunday Dinner. That has nothing to do with the book. And I was like, I was really hurt because, that's where it was birthed from.
right.
So I knew I wanted to keep the title Sunday in there. And then because there was a lot of suspense in there, we came up with Surviving Sunday during the publishing process. And then I knew that I wanted it to be, after I finished writing Sunday, I knew that there was going to be more books, but I wanted it to be 7 books. And so since we already had Sunday, I stayed with the theme of having them named after the days of the week.
Wow.
So, to go with Monday Madness, the title that goes with the day pretty much just sums up what's going on in the book. Monday is just madness, and Tuesday deals with, all types of temptation that we have to face. And Wednesday is about being a watchman on the wall. So that one just came out in February, and Thursday is due out late this summer. So, been a busy girl.
You just writing them. Whoa, just spitting them right out. I know when I was writing, or I should say I know when God has a hand in it, because I don't know about you, you write, I walk away, and it seems like God draws you right back, and you got to write again. And I try to walk away, and he say, no, come back and finish this. So it seemed like he did that to you. So just for a quick synopsis, without telling everything in your book, because we want people to buy your book, Surviving Sunday, I like that because you go to church and you're supposed to be a holy roller and all this, but then when you come out in the parking lot, people are completely different. It's like their horns come out, they're yelling at you, get out the way and all this. And then you go home to probably a beautiful bliss family dinner, and then you got people arguing and carrying on from way back. So listen, tell me about Surviving Sunday.
Surviving Sunday really just introduces, it's like a prologue to the whole series. It really is the start of the battle between good and evil for the state of Florida. And it's centered around this one church with regular people that God uses in a miraculous way based on whatever spiritual gifts and talents that he's given them. And my books pretty much focus a lot on, your God-given purpose, what he put you on this earth to do, because whatever that was, it's not just for any reason. It's very, very important, and it can save lives. It can save souls. It's all part of our walk. It's all part of our assignment for the kingdom.
Boy, I like that. Surviving Sunday and Watchful Wednesday. So there for people watching, because most churches have what we call wow service. Is that a good book right there, or again, it's the demons versus the good, or what?
I think any church what can appreciate the books. We all deal with spiritual warfare as Christians. We can't ignore it. It's very much there. The warfare series pretty much just brings to life the scripture, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, to life, showing what happens in the background while we're going through this and the prayer's taking too long to be, answered. What's going on in the background? What's going on in the spirit realm? The first book is based off of Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, when he's fasting and the angel says, the angel brings the message and he says, well, God answered the first day, but I was caught up with the prince of Persia and I had to call Michael for help. Just in that dynamic right there, that warfare, he was fighting for 21 days to bring this answer. So I've always been fascinated with spiritual warfare, and I'm very, very blessed and humbled that God allowed me the gift of the written word and to write it this way, because we all have something to do. We all have an assignment from God. And a lot of times we get distracted by you know, life and everything, but we don't realize what, you know, we get mad at the people, we get mad at the situations, we get mad at the circumstances, but we don't really understand, you know, that it's a unseen realm in the background working. And then we need to know how to fight, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And we have to figure out what those spiritual weapons are and learn how to use them to do what God put us on this earth to do.
Whoa, that is powerful. That is powerful, because a lot of people are fighting. What's going on today, I feel there's somewhere it's just changing, the police against the people, this and everything that's going on. And you're saying, yes, it's going on in the background, but we have to tie into our spiritual gifts in order to, I guess you say, be the superheroes. But yet a lot of people don't know they got gifts. They have gifts. And
yes,
so
yes,
my question is to you,
I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, sorry. So in your stories here, do you have, like, I know it's probably like a lesson, because I don't want to give away too much, but there's like a lesson plan, or there's like a step plan, how to, or
it's
eventually,
like,
of course, we
okay.
know this. Go ahead.
Okay, let me say, I'm sorry to cut you off. The first Surviving Sunday, it's going to show you there's a prayer warrior in there, and she prays. It's when you get that unction in the middle of the night, and, you know, you have this heartfelt burden to pray for people. And so she prays a powerful prayer. And I can't take credit for it. You know, it's just the Holy Spirit using me. I've had older readers tell me that there's no way I wrote that prayer because I'm not old enough to have written that prayer. So I think that the prayer is an example of how we go to war as far as using prayer as a weapon. As you get through Monday teaches you what the characters go through. Monday teaches you when you're right at that point of breakthrough and you just know that the breakthrough is coming, and then you're blindsided again by something else. It's showing you what's going on in the background, but it's also showing you why you have to stand strong and persevere no matter what the situation looks like. You have to ride it out until you get the victory. Tuesday, I honestly would say Tuesday is like a step-by-step manual on spiritual warfare. What are your weapons? How do you use them? And just it exposes the enemy for who he really is, like the tactics that he uses, the distractions, the devices. It gets into witchcraft, manipulation, just a lot of things that we don't talk about, a lot of things that we don't give credence to, just because as long as we leave it in the dark, it'll always have power, but we have to shine light on it. So, and then Wednesday gets into the battle between the flesh and the spirit, your emotions, when you're making all your decisions based on your emotions, when you can't fight the warfare for yourself or somebody else because you're too caught up in your feelings. And that one deals with the flesh and the spirit. So each book kind of addresses a different issue, but it's all geared towards equipping the saint to understand spiritual warfare, not fear spiritual warfare, and how to maneuver through spiritual warfare. But they're very entertaining. So it's not,
yes, but
it's
they're
not
deep,
Bible
though.
Lesson. It's just they're deep, but they're very entertaining. I guarantee you, you're gonna be on the edge of your seat.
No, but listening to you, and my listeners are listening out there, because you know that is, you know, you survive Sunday, you get through Monday, you get to work, and bam, like you said, you get a distraction. Tuesday, you come in still into the, and by Wednesday, all right, now it's flared up. You got your emotions going. You're gonna either yell at that boss or tell that coworker off. You know, I could just hear it and feel it as it just from day to day, I guess, intensifies. I want to say, I feel it in your voice there, and I feel it in the spirit. And this is, like you said, the older people want to know how you wrote that prayer. I'm just thinking, how did, in your mind, were you able to do such a dialogue and get all this together, but nothing else but God was there?
Well, let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Tuesday kicked my behind. I earned my spiritual stripes. If there's a spiritual soldier uniform, I got some kind of medal of honor or something. When I was like that, let me tell you. It was some fasting and some praying and some crying, some attacks. Across the board, you know, it was crazy. But I will say this, a lot of people ask me, because my angels and the demons are very descriptive. Now, as a person who is a seer, that's just my gift, I've seen different things in the spirit realm on different occasions. But I have no point of reference for the way my angels look, the things that they do, the things, you know, how they embrace. But I see a vision. Most of the time it's at praise and worship during church. I'll see a vision, and I literally write what I see. It'll come to me in a dream. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me in a vision. And it's just like playing right before me, and I just write what I see. So I know it's not me. It's the Holy Ghost. So when people, when their spirits grab hold to the stories, I'm very humbled and I'm in awe. I'm very, very grateful to be used by God, because this is something that I've dealt with, you know, most of my life, because the gifts have been there the entire time. I didn't know what they were, and sometimes they were scary. But, you know, for me, my gift is, most people who, you know, come across me or I talk to, they'd be like, no, you can have that gift. I don't want that. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that. But whatever your gift is, you have to own it. You have to embrace it, because it was given to you for a purpose, and lives are attached to that purpose. And the world we live in today is just so out of control. And I just, you know, the scripture, you know, all of creation is waiting on the sons of God. Like, it's doing just waiting. They're waiting for us to walk in our assignment, to walk in our purpose, to walk in our gift. And, you know, all of these different things that are going on, I truly, truly believe that the answer and the solution is in one of God's children who has not moved on their assignment yet.
Preach, preach, Sister Melinda, preach. Preach, preach. I mean, because I've been interviewing a lot of women for a telesummit they're doing, and it's called Come Back. It's for women who their faith rule over a fear, who, you know, beat the odds and won. And that's one thing they said, even though they went through a lot of stuff, and we're talking about really deep, deep stuff,
right,
they always praised God, never denied him. Because their story is not for themselves. It is for the other person. And so when you said that, I said, whoa, yes, preach, because what we're going through, because a lot of people, we're studying in Sunday school, we're talking about gifts, and a lot of people don't know they have gifts. And we, you know, you're supposed to utilize them in church to help edify the kingdom as well as help the people. And a lot of people come and just be pew warmers and then go out. You know, you're at work and you're taking your gift to work, so why not utilize it in church? So, yes, what we're going through, whatever we're going through, for me, being unemployed, maybe somebody else that going through a divorce or something, lost their home, what you have gone through, take it as a lesson so you can go out and speak about it and not hide it like the guy did with the talent in the ground. Don't bury it, because otherwise another life is not affected, you said, and you're not attached to another life, so therefore that person. Whoa. So this is really deep.
It's funny. It gets deep. When I was writing Temptation Tuesday, I actually feel like Temptation Tuesday is a standalone book. I feel like if you read that book first, it wouldn't throw you off from the thing, because he actually had me to put a warning to let people know that, hey, I know this is a fiction book, but this is real. And in the back of the book, I have the names of God, and I have warfare scriptures. And it deals with witchcraft. The testimony is one of the characters married into a family of witches and didn't know it. And, you know, it's about the enemy setting her up, because the gift that she had, she was a third wife intercessor, the intercessor that prays between 12 and 3 a.m. when the most demonic activity is going on. And so, you know, the enemy knows our purpose. He knows the gift that God has put inside of us. And it was an attack on her, and we have to understand that we're so great. God created us so great that angels and demons are fighting over us every day, because they're trying to stop whatever it is that God called us to do. And there are souls attached to it. So we have to guard our spiritual integrity viciously. We have to be aware of how the enemy set us up. And like you said, those women with those stories that are deep, it takes a strong relationship with God, more than just going to church, more than just talking to Jesus on Sunday. You got to talk to him, you know, every day. at home,
every day.
In the car, whatever. You know, you got to talk to them every day. You got to have your own personal relationship with them in order to have a maturity to know that, you know, your life is not your own and everything works out for your good, you know, no matter what it was, and that because you survived that. Because many of these stories that we hear that women survive or men survive, most people don't survive them. So the fact that you survived, that you're still here in your right mind, makes you so important, you know, to this war. And so, you know, I try to encourage people, no matter what you've been through, you know what I'm saying, to not, I guess, take your frustrations out on God that this happened to you, and say, well, Lord, you know, why? I know this will work out for my good, but why did you allow this to happen to me, and what do you want me to do with it? Because maybe you can save that one person who isn't strong enough on their own to survive it, you know, because they don't know God the way that you do. But if you give them your testimony and let them know that there's life on the other side, then they can stay in the game, and whatever assignment and purpose that they have is realized, and all the people attached to their lives, you know what I'm saying, won't be lost in the struggle.
Preach it, Melinda. Preach it, preach it, preach it. And that is so true, because that's the thing that came out with them as well, that, you know, that they just stayed true to God no matter what. They just stayed true. They were in that pit of hell, but they came out. What about this book, Truth Awaits You?
It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Truth Awaits You on the Other Side?
Ooh,
that thing grabbed me, Melinda. That thing grabbed me, so it just sucked me right in. So give us a little short synopsis.
Okay, that is an anthology of short stories, and so many people live their lives one way in public and another way in private, and it's a journey through these stories and poems, and they all tackle an inside look at the consequences of sin. It's going to open the door to deception, murder, unforgiveness, adultery, greed, disobedience, addiction, and idolatry. Each short story focuses on a different sin. My short story is called Guilty of the Body and the Blood, and it's about the sin of communion. We don't really deal with that, but most churches, before you take communion, they read that scripture and let you know that, you know, people who take it unworthily, this is why many are, you know, sick and weakly, and many sleep. And so that's always stood out to me, and I always wanted to write a story about it, and this was just a perfect opportunity to do so.
Oh, boy, God has put the words in your mouth and just put it to pen. Truth awaits you on the other side. Wow, poems of all those things. It just, my mind wouldn't even be there. It just compelled me to, like, wow, child, you just boom, 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 boom. Just out there, because that's what we deal with every day. That's what you see if you have at work. You know, some people have a little bit of all three or four in them.
Yes, Lord.
Boy. Yes, Lord is right. Wow, the truth awaits you on the side. That just, like, what you're going through, you cannot hide, because eventually the truth will come out on the other side.
Done in the dark will come to the light.
The 21 Lives of Lizette Donovan. Ooh, what is this?
That's another anthology. That was my first published work, my short story, You Can Never Leave. It's Lisette Donovan. The premise was we had the same character with all the same information, and we were doing a writing exercise in my writer's group, the Tallahassee Authors Network. And everybody had 15 minutes, and we came up with a totally different story with the exact same information. And so we turned it into an anthology. So not all the stories are necessarily Christian fiction, but they all have the same character. My story does stay in the genre, but it's called You Can Never Leave. And it's about that one is about a young lady who she is born full grown at 28 years old, haunted by a past in which she witnessed a brutal ritual killing. She decides to try and make it right. The people involved have other plans, though, and she soon realizes that her soul is being required. Yeah, I guess that
wow.
That was a little scary.
Yeah, I'm a little scary too. That's what I said, how you to come up with this thing. That is just a little scary. And you did that for assignment for a class, and boom, just come up with that? Wow.
Sometimes my own imagination scares me, so trust me, I understand.
So what's next for you? What is next?
What's next for me is, well, this year I've embarked on the Love and War Tour. Because I write romance and suspense. Those are my two main series right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's next for me is I'm going down to a Black Girls Rock event down in Palm Bay, Florida, the first weekend in June. And I have a couple of more stops on the tour, one in Atlanta, one in Ormond Beach, Florida, and then one in New York. So that's what's next. I'm touring, and then my next book, the fifth book in the Chronicles of Warfare series, Tumultuous Thursday, will be out late summer. I'm working on finishing that up right now.
Wow, that is good. That is good. I don't know, but these books I can see. You're probably too young. We used to have the Monday night at the movies, Tuesday night at the movies. I think they had like a Thursday night at the movies, ABC, and they took it off. I was so mad. Now they got all these reality shows because they show how good writers are. I can see this as a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, like, you know, every night is a different story on, you know, like a summer series or something, because it's so powerful what you have to say, you know, and what you not only say, but we have to own up to it. It is your gift, and you really are putting it out there. Wow, this is so beautiful. So are you thinking about writing plays or scripts for movies or anything?
I am thinking, I really want to, I'm praying about that, like, Lord, which way do I go? Because, you know, I want to stay in His will. I want to make sure that the message never gets watered down. So I have started working on a screenplay for the Surviving Sunday. And for the warfare books, I kind of want them to go to the screen versus stage, because I think in order to bring about the angels and the demons, to really, really drive that point home, it has to be, you know, the cinema. But for my love story,
yes,
I would love to see that as a play. I would love to see that as a play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I am working on the script. I'm working on the movie script, so.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that. I can really see it. Like I said, I can also see it as a Surviving Sunday, probably even a workshop for women or something, you know, for the church, you know. Yeah, because it's just, like you said, dealing with all that. And we've come to church with all that on us, and some still leave with all that on their backs. So, yeah, that is really powerful there. Boy, this is awesome. So I'm so glad. So my listeners out there, you got to get her books, Gwendolyn Melinda Michelle Evans on their Gimme, because she's the author of the Chronicles of Warfare saga and the Divine Love Story trilogy, and also Her Truth Awaits You on the Other Side. So can you tell, we got about 90 seconds. Can you tell everybody how they can get your book, please?
Yes, if they look up on Amazon.com, just search for my name, Melinda Michelle, and all the titles will come up. My website is MelindaMichelle21.com, and Michelle has two L's. They can watch book trailers and find out more about me and each book. But they're available on paperback.
Say your website. Say your website again, please. Just
MelindaMichelle21.com.
So is there anything else you want to say before we go? We got about a minute, though.
I just want to tell anybody out there that's listening, if there is a burden in your spirit to do what God has called you to do, it's just like crossing over the Jordan. When we crossed over the Red Sea, He opened it. But when they crossed over the Jordan, they had to step in there before He parted it. So you got to take the first step of faith and do what God called you to do, and He's going to show up and hold your hand through the process.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You have been a blessing to my listeners out here. Thank you, Melinda. And I know the next time I'm going to see your name, it's going to be a credit, or it's going to be, say, producer, editor, blah, 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 on the screen. So thank you so much. Thank you for stopping
by. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm so honored to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm honored to have you. God bless you. You take care.
Okay, you too.
Yeah.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.